Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Turn aside from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. What do we hope for in life? What sums up everything we want? In the Lord's Word, peace is the word that summarizes everything a person could want. Peace is the essence of all happiness. If a person is not at peace inside, he or she is not happy, no matter how exciting or successful or interesting life might be. If a person is at peace, he or she will be happy with very few of the things that others might look to for happiness. But what is peace? We tend to think of peace as the absence of strife and violence. Peace is when things are going smoothly, when we're getting what we want. The problem with this idea is that it depends on things beyond our control. Some Eastern religions therefore define peace as the absence of desire, so that we cannot be disturbed by not having things. But these ideas are only a small part or a faint image of true peace. The purpose of the psalm is to teach us the way to true peace. Come, O sons, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. The Lord is the source of peace, the Prince of Peace. All good things and all happiness come from Him. We have peace as we let Him rule our lives as our Prince. A wonderful thing is that we can always turn to the Lord, no matter what is going on around us. The psalm points to the happiness of being close to the Lord by saying, O taste and see that Yehovah is good. Happy is the man who confides in Him. How do we confide in the Lord? We come to the Lord by reading and following His Word. True Christian religion teaches, believing in the Lord means having confidence that He saves. And as only those who live rightly can have this confidence, living rightly too is meant by believing in Him. Above all, we pursue peace by running away from evils as sins against Him. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Lusts of evil and the false hopes of happiness that go with them are what cut us off from the Lord, the source of peace. Otherwise, peace automatically flows into us from the Lord, because He is always leading us to happiness as far as we are willing. There are two opposite kinds of peace, real and imaginary. One is the kind the world gives. It comes from meeting selfish and materialistic goals. The other is the Lord's peace. Jesus said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In this psalm, those who chase after the world's peace by controlling others, by material success and prestige, are pictured as young lions, proud of their own strength. The young lions are miserable and hungry, but those who inquire after Yehovah shall not lack any good thing. If we just pursue worldly goals, we remain restless even when we succeed. We are discontent because it's never enough. We are vulnerable to anxieties and fears lest the world take away what it has given. We remain hungry for peace and security. The heavenly doctrine says, It really appears as if those in evil have peace when they succeed in the world, and they also seem to themselves at such times to be of a contented mind. But that peace is apparent only in their most external parts, while inwardly it is not peace. For they think of honor and gain without end, and cherish in their minds cunning, deceit, enmities, hatreds, revenge, and similar things which, unknown to them, rend and devour the interiors of their minds, and thence also the interiors of their bodies. Too much focus on ourselves, with fear of what others will think of us, tears us up inside and leaves us physically worn out. Stress doesn't really come from other people or from having too little time. Stress comes from evil spirits. They get us to focus on ourselves in everything we do, and they get us to reach for material things as if they were the source of happiness. Stress especially arises if we violate our conscience. We read, "The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, but its waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says Yehovah, for the wicked." Sometimes it's hard to sort out legitimate goals from selfish ones. Two teachings especially help. First, we must always shun evils as sins against the Lord. If we cannot reach a good goal by crooked means, if we are careful to keep the commandments, the Lord will help us gradually change our priorities toward true peace. Second, we can remember the Lord's words, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things," like food, clothing, and shelter, "will be added to you." We will come more and more into the Lord's peace, which is real. The Lord said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The Lord's peace consists, first of all, in the sense that as far as we are doing the Lord's will, he will keep us safe from strife and stress brought on by evil spirits. We read, "A person is in the tranquility of peace and in internal bliss when he acts according to his conscience." When we are being careful to keep our tongues from evil and our lips from speaking deceit, when we are departing from intending and doing evil, the Lord can bless us with inner security. Protection from evil and false things is the first part of the Lord's peace. The second part is the delight of being useful. Doing our daily work as well as we can enables us to be at peace with our fellow men as well as with the Lord. So the psalm says, "Turn aside from evil and do good." As we diligently follow the Lord, he teaches us what good things we should especially work on. He makes our lives fruitful. In marriage, above all, we can find the Lord's peace. We read, "Heavenly conjugal love exists when a man, together with his wife, whom he loves most tenderly, and with his children, lives content in the Lord. This gives him in this world inward pleasantness, and in the other life, heavenly joy." But even if we are turning away from evils and treating others justly and faithfully, we will continue to face struggles and stressful times. The Lord himself, when he was in the world, all his life was fighting against the illusions of false peace induced by the hells. He fought to open the way for us to come to lasting peace and safety. So on the eve of his last temptation and complete victory, Jesus said to his disciples, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have troubles, but have confidence, I have overcome the world." In the world, we will keep on having troubles, because by heredity, our lower minds are open to the influence of hell. In the higher parts of our minds, we look upward to the Lord, and we trust in the heavenly peace that He offers us. But as long as we live in this world, the flesh continues to lust after the things of the world. Our natural instincts look downward to the world for satisfaction in material things, in popularity, in power to manipulate others, and so forth. So we do battle to bring our natural instincts under the control of our rational mind. We continue to be presented with opportunities to put natural instincts further under rational control. Temptations interrupt our peace, but if we follow the Lord, they are the means to deepen and strengthen our trust in Him. Many are the evils of the just, says the psalm. The evil lusts that the hells stir up in us are the source of our afflictions. From these lusts come all the pressure and tension we experience at work, discouragement and loneliness, boredom and dissatisfaction, resentment and jealousy toward others. Many are the evils of the just, but Yehovah rescues him from them all. Gradually, we can learn to trust that the Lord will take care of us. In fact, He is taking care of us. Slowly, we learn that we have peace to the extent that we do what is right anyway. Peace has in it confidence in the Lord, that He is ruling all things and providing all things, that He is leading to a good end. When a person is in this state, he is then in peace, for he fears nothing, and no anxiety about things to come disturbs him. A person comes into this state as he comes into love to the Lord. I inquired after Yehovah, and He answered me and rescued me from all my fears. They looked to Him and flowed together, and their faces will not blush. This afflicted one called, and Yehovah heard, and saved him from all his troubles. Because the Lord Himself came into the world and subdued the hells, we do not need to be afraid of anything. We don't need to be dismayed by the economy, or by our family, or even by terrorism. We shouldn't be surprised that evil spirits get us fearful and sad and depressed over worldly situations. The Lord told us, in the world, you will have tribulation. But throughout our troubles, as we work to put worldly goals under the Lord's goals for us, the Lord will protect us, and no power in earth or in hell can hurt us. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and sets them free. What must we do to come into the Lord's peace? First, we can approach the Lord every day by reading His Word, praying to Him, and above all, by shunning evils as sins against Him. Second, we can work for true, just peace in our daily relationships by doing no harm to others ourselves, verbally or otherwise, and by applying ourselves faithfully to our daily responsibilities. Finally, we can remember that peace is a quality that comes from the Lord, from within, not from things or people outside of us. If we seek to follow the Lord in a useful life, peace will come as a byproduct of a useful life. We can pursue the Lord's peace and not let evil spirits trick us into coveting possessions or prestige. We can turn away from fears and stress inspired by the hells. True peace in our land, in our homes, and in our hearts comes from the Lord. That's the message of this beautiful psalm. Come, O sons, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of Yehovah. Who is the man who delights in life, loving many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking deceit. Turn aside from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.